And in front of me is Killer Kowalski Beer. And to my right is Matt Riley, who has already flown in Monday to get ready for Friday night's gig at the Lodge.
Yeah, we just touched down at 11 o'clock. We've been rocking and rolling ever since.
You need this many days?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's great. You know, appreciate you guys letting us come in and talk about things. We got a gig with ML tomorrow. Yep. Fox 2 morning show, Fox 2 pregame show.
It's a media tour. Wait, the Fox 2 pregame show Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday night.
What?
Yeah, at 4:00.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big ratings.
Yeah. Dan Miller offered it up, and I was like, for sure. Of course, I asked if he had tickets, but Maz took care of the tickets. No.
Are you? No, you're not going.
Yes, I'm going to the game.
Are you seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
My buddy, I can't give a shout out, but a buddy of mine got me 4 tickets. So, yeah.
4 tickets. Well, that will be the biggest audience you've ever promoted Killer Cares.
Yeah, I think so. And the question is whether we're going to do the pregame show on the field, but because it's the Amazon game,
that's
the pregame
right.
show is 7 to 8, so it's right up to
It'll
game.
Be local here, though, right?
What's that?
No, it's on Amazon, right?
I thought even though it's local, you could still watch it.
Oh, maybe.
Am I wrong?
That's a good question.
I'll look it up. Sure. You must be pumped, though. It's a nighttime appearance instead of getting up in the morning hungover on Thanksgiving.
There's the good and bad to that because we're pre-gaming at 5:30 and the show starts at 7, so we'll see.
Hey, Mark, any of you guys, girls, seen what the local ratings are for a Lions game this year? I haven't seen anything like that.
Oh, they gotta be nuts.
That's gotta be insane.
Yeah, it's gotta be crazy.
Can someone please report on that?
Looking it up now.
I had to break down for YouTube TV down in Florida so I could catch all the games. and then, of course, subsequent to my buying it, every game's been national. So.
Along with Prime Video, games are simulcasted for free on Prime Video's Twitch channel and broadcast on local over-the-air networks in the markets of the playing teams. Now, I don't know what channel that's on, but...
Yeah, no one does.
That's good. Cool. I mean, it's either going to be Fox, right? Or
yeah, well, I know the pregame show's 7 to 8 on Fox, too. So.
Yeah, I would think Fox would have that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll be watching it. However it happens, I will figure it out. And normally I would have to ask Mark to figure it out, but I'll figure it out for myself. This is huge. So what are we emphasizing? We got stuff to auction off, things for people to buy. There's all kinds of Christmas opportunities for people.
Yeah, so first of all, it's Friday, December 6th. Again, every year, the Lodge out in Keego Harbor. I mean, your listeners come in droves. I don't know what we would do without you guys. We'll get into more of that in a minute. But... the usual Killer's Cooler, 50-50s, just a gaggle of celebrity bartenders throughout the night.
Who's gaggling away this year? Anyone new or different?
We have a great crew. Mojo's back. He hasn't been back in a couple years. Amy Andrews is going to be there.
Oh, good.
Mickey and Ken Daniels, of course. Murph Rosema. Is coming. He'll
Dave
be
Rosema, he never gets out. That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, we've got an ad. We've got a former Piston. You guys remember Jonas Jerebko?
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I love that guy. Yeah.
Jonas is gonna be there.
Wait, Jonas, was he a lefty shooter?
I don't know.
I think he shot 3 balls, didn't he?
Your shift is 9 to 10 p.m. It's all of you. Jim Bentley, Drew Lane, Mark Fellhauer, Brandon, Trudy, Tom Mazaway, and TJ Lang is going to be on your shift.
Ooh, nice.
Cool.
Yeah. LaDuff is on at 10 o'clock. Birchie, Stoney, Woj, you know, the usuals, Hammer.
Mickey?
Erica, Mickey. Mickey's on at 7.
Oh, my God. Well,
you got Sean Windsor this year. That kind of blew me away.
Sean lucked out. Sean and ML got on. They got on, as I called it, the beauty shift. You guys, unfortunately, except for Trudy. Trudy makes your shift happen. But they had Jennifer Hammond, Danny Rogers, Erica Erickson, Sean, ML, Jamie Edmonds, and Rachel Hopmeyer.
Wow.
They'll be 8 to 9.
Just one sexy shift.
Yep. Ladies.
And the great thing is that Griffin Claw came to us. Just phenomenal.
Huge.
I'm guessing through you guys. And they offered up to do a Killer Kowalski Polish Pilsner, which we're going to have on tap. It's on tap now at the Lodge. It's on tap now at both Griffin Claw Tap Houses and, you know, Birmingham, Rochester Hills.
It's good.
Yep.
Drinking it right now. It's delicious.
And Mark's got one, and we're going to be selling 4 packs at the event to go. We have a 1-day license, so you just buy. What you'll do is you'll pay for it, you'll get a ticket, and you don't have to carry it around. You can pick it up on the way out, And they created a couple.
You think of everything. That's brilliant. No. Yeah, I don't want
to
carry it.
That's why he has to be here all week.
I never would have thought about that, though, that people would be carrying it around.
Oh, we've got a desk set up right at the door where people just turn in their little yellow ticket and take their four-pack on their way out.
I love the drawing of Killer is really funny. I mean, he's got the wrestling belt on.
Yeah, so what was interesting is one of the owners of Griffin Claw, I guess, was a big wrestling fan. And those of us old enough who've lived in the area back in the late 60s and early 70s remember big time wrestling with Lord Layton, and Killer Kowalski was one of the wrestlers, and it's where our killer Tom got his nickname from, and the owner was a big Killer fan, so it's kind of a homogeny there, if you will, of Killer Kowalski, our Killer Kowalski, and the wrestler. So.
Wow. No, it's great. It's a great drawing. It's a great can. People who love Killer will definitely want to pick up a four-pack, yep. At least.
Yeah, and it'll be on tap, and they created a pretty cool tap handle for us, which obviously doesn't really show on radio, but you'll see them at
the event. Oh, wow. Very cool.
So that's going on. All kinds
nice
of good
going,
stuff.
Claw.
So the other thing from you guys, we've got sponsors, and you know we're raising money constantly through donations, through sponsors, and the event. Zot Ford is once again sponsoring the bathrooms.
Sweet.
Which, anybody who shows up, make sure you at least go in your proper bathroom.
And they would have locked them had they not sponsored them. They would have locked us out of the bathroom. You had to go outside. So
exactly.
That's really cool.
Yes. Christina Gennari sponsors the valet parking. And Luke Nowacki and Pinnacle Wealth came up huge again. He is a diamond sponsor, which is, he's at the top. He's gone out of control. The show is sponsored. You guys have just tremendous. And, of course, Griffin Claw. And through everything, we've already raised about $80,000.
Where's the money go?
Yeah, so last year, so we set a record last year with $143,000, but we still got a ways to go, and we got the event. We got the four charities we support, Team Joseph, which is Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy, for research as well as family assistance.
How's Joseph doing, by the way?
Joseph's doing great. I mean, the kid's just unbelievable. I just saw him at the golf outing. I love the kid. The only thing is, you know, of course, he's the diehard Michigan State fan, mm-hmm. but we don't hold that. But he's doing great. He's one of the funniest, sharpest kids. He's not a kid anymore.
I know. It's crazy.
Like a senior in college. So Team Joseph, and again, it's near and dear to me and Drew, I know, and a lot of you guys. In family assistance this year, they've already given away in grants $750,000 for family assistance for people who need wheelchairs and vans and, ramps and rebuilding homes, flights to get to, you know, facilities. And it's still not enough. So we just got to keep pushing.
I remember when he was diagnosed and his desperate mom, you know, faced with this unbelievable situation and all these costs. And she went to work.
She's
as moms do.
Marisa Penrod is a force. And
yeah, she is.
Not just. I mean, she lobbies Congress. She's in D.C. She's speaking to groups all over the country. She's amazing, but they're one of our groups. Also, Defeat the Label, anti-bullying group, and the Downtown Boxing Gym, their Books Before Boxing program. If any of you ever get the chance, go down and check out their facility. What they're doing with these kids in Detroit is unbelievable. Giving them a place to go after school, feeding them, educating them further, just unbelievable. Giving them sports activities. And then the last one is Fueling Kids Futures, which is West Bloomfield Schools. They pack meals for kids to go home, kids who, you know, don't have the wherewithal. And for the weekend, they send kids home with, you know, 9 meals for the weekend. And
sweet.
They do an incredible job.
All right. Now, did you want to get on to the tickets, which are always very popular and a good fundraiser?
Sure. So we
Champions Club.
We've the last couple of years, Drew and I, as some might know, especially Maz, we have Champions tickets together,
and they're right next to each other. Well, they're one row, two behind the other two.
Piggyback. Yeah. I'm E 19 and 20. Drew's B 19 and 20. So what we're going to do this year is for $1,000, we're going to take the first 10 people who get in. Again, anybody interested, email me at mattr7882@gmail.com. Mattr7882@gmail.com. For a $1,000 donation, we'll do the same thing we did last year where you can get four tickets, all four of our tickets to a Tigers game in the Champions Club and our two parking passes. Or that's the chance to assault one buffet. We're going to give you a chance to assault three buffets.
And
that would be two tickets in the Champions Club to a Tiger game with a parking pass and two tickets to any U of M game next year except Ohio State. And two passes to our tailgate, where we always have a meal before the game and a meal after. So
yummy.
We got three buffets to get up to.
Okay, so number two option would be more buffets. Number one is more Tigers.
I like how you're selling it as they're really you're just buying tickets to buffets, not sporting events.
Well, if you go with the U of M tickets, I mean,
it's incidental.
I mean, if I had the choice, I'd go with the U of M tickets too.
There's also a lot of free booze involved.
That's true. Yeah,
the Shotsky might be in play if you can get Stoney out of the way long enough. Some of your listeners have been up to the tailgate and they know what a good time it is.
It's right across from the stadium. It's really convenient.